Let's talk about love. Did I get your attention? Good, because that's what we're going to talk about in today's devotional. My name is Tom Pounder. I'm the online campus pastor at New Life Christian Church. And in our Bible reading plans that we've been going through, you know, New Life has been doing this Bible reading plan for the whole year. And if you haven't started yet, I want to encourage you, you can still sign up for the Bible reading plan. All you have to do is to text the word Bible to 703-454-5990. It's not about running through the Bible in a year, okay? It's about reading the Bible every single day. And then when you text that word, you will get a Bible reading every single day, and you can just read it and follow along and just go along with it. Don't worry about making up for what you missed. Just focus on reading the Bible every single day, because we really believe that when you read the Bible every single day, you experience God's goodness, you experience God's knowledge, and that it will help you in every situation that you're in. By knowing God's truth, we're able to combat what the world is telling us and the lies that Satan is trying to propel on us. So read the Bible every single day. Again, all you have to do is text the word Bible to 703-454-5990, and you're going to get a Bible reading plan text to you every single day. It's not going to annoy you. It's going to be text to you every single day, and you're going to be encouraged. Okay, but in the Bible reading plan that we read recently, we ran over Romans chapter 13, and I want to read a passage that really stood out to me because for some reason, I didn't notice it before. And it's so really encouraging. When I'm reading the Bible right now, I'm seeing things that I didn't really ever notice before, but now I'm starting to notice. Okay, so this is kind of cool. God opens your eyes at different times. You may have read the Bible before, but by reading it again with a fresh set of eyes, you're going to see something different. And I saw something different today that I heard Paul say in Romans chapter 13, it's starting in verse 8. It says this: do not owe anyone anything except to love one another. Okay, I'm going to highlight that again. Do not owe anyone anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and any other commandment are summed up by this commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard this, right? I mean, Jesus was asked in the Gospels, he was asked, what's the greatest commandment? What's the thing that I need to follow? Because again, the book of the law is huge. It's massive. There's so many laws. If you read through Leviticus, you will see so many laws that people have to do. Okay, so the guy comes to Jesus and he says, what's the greatest commandment? What's the thing I have to do? If we could sum it all up, what do I have to do? And what did Jesus say? He said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love others as you love yourself. Love God, love other people. And here we have Paul reiterating that exact same thing in Romans chapter 13. He's saying, hey, love other people. Love is at the center of it. It's the fulfillment of the law. And said, again, because you think about it, if say you love the Ten Commandments, you know, do not steal, do not murder, but your heart isn't right, are you really loving your neighbor as yourself? If you're calling someone out for breaking one of the Ten Commandments, but your heart isn't right and you're not really there, is it really love? Are you really loving that person? So today, I want to really encourage you. Again, it's a simple thing, but examine your heart. Are you loving God and are you loving others as you love yourself? Are you loving it the way that you need to? Or are you just fulfilling the law and thinking that that's good enough for you? That again, if I just do these things, check off the box. I didn't kill someone today. I didn't lie today. I didn't steal. I didn't commit adultery. You know, I didn't curse today. If I'm okay, I'm good. But you're not loving someone? What Jesus said and what Paul said is that that's not love, man. That's not obeying the commandments. That's not fulfilling the law. We need to love others. That's fulfilling the law. It's a self-sacrificing love that you have here. Again, a genuine self-sacrificing love. Again, it's a love that Jesus himself modeled by giving his life away to someone else, by giving his life away so that we could spend eternity with him. That's a genuine self-sacrificing love. That is an amazing love. And the question is, do you have that kind of love? Are you loving others as you love yourself? Or are you just worried about doing what is right and fulfilling the commandments and checking off the box? Today, I want to encourage you, fulfill the law by loving other people. There's so many great things that you can do to love other people in your house, in your community, in Northern Virginia. And actually, one of the things that I think is really kind of cool, what we're doing right now, is that we're loving other people. We're praying that God can really do amazing things in Northern Virginia, in our area. And so we're praying that God will do an amazing thing. And a lot of it is we're praying for us too. We're praying that we can be a loving example to other people. So if you'd like to be committed to praying for other people, especially in the Northern Virginia area, as an act of love that you have, you're praying for this community, I would encourage you to text the word AWAKEN to 703-454-5990. Again, it's text the word AWAKEN to 703-454-5990. That's a way that you can love other people by praying for them, okay? That doesn't mean that you can't do nice things for them. Again, this is just one of the ways that you can do that, is by praying. And so I want to encourage you to be a part of this campaign. We're doing this all throughout the Easter season, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. But again, think through. Are you about fulfilling the law and all the laws that have there? Or are you worried about loving God and loving other people? Let that love of God and love other people really flow through you today and share that love to other people in some way or some form. So that's my encouragement for you. If you got questions, if you got thoughts, definitely put it in the comment section below. I would love to encourage you. I'd love to talk to you more about that as well. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you for who you are and what you're doing. Lord, I just pray that you would be with us right now, that you would help us love other people, that it is the fulfillment of the law to love other people. So give us opportunities today. Help us see them, but also be praying, at the very least, praying for Northern Virginia, praying for the people around us, that we'd be praying for that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior. So that we thank you and praise you for your sacrificial love, your genuine love for us. And I pray that we would live that out and fulfill that each and every day. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Again, thanks so much for being with me today, as always, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.